وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك. Firstly, my dear brother, you should understand that these ركعتين that you call it تحية المسجد, the correct name for it in the Sharia is ركعتين المسجد. That's how the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم described it. ركعتين المسجد, the two ركعة for you to sit in the masjid or to allow you to sit in the masjid. This name تحيه المسجد is kind of استحسان and preference from some of the فقهاء, even though there is no need to prove this name, and anyway no need to represent the or to replace the name that the Prophet ﷺ described it with it, ركعتي المسجد. Secondly, my dear brother, you should understand that ركعتي المسجد, it's kind of prayer that the purpose of it, it's not itself. The purpose of it is to allow you to sit in the masjid. So whenever you had any kind of prayer in the masjid, means you already did what you're supposed to do regarding sitting in the masjid. I repeat again with a different way. Rak'atay al-masjid, only you do it only if there is no other prayer to take position to sit in the masjid. If there is no other prayer, then you do rak'atay al-masjid to sit. For example, you came and the jama'ah praying salatul dhuhr, the congregation are praying salatul dhuhr. So you pray with them, then you sit in the masjid. You came and they are praying Taraweeh, you pray with them, then you sit in the masjid. You came and yourself are praying, for example, Ratibatul Dhuhr, the Rawatib before Dhuhr, for example. You pray, then you sit. You came and there is no prayer happening in the masjid and you are not, there is no prayer happening in the masjid and it's not a time of Rawatib, either before Dhuhr or before Fajr or whatever. So what you do now if you want to sit in the masjid, if you have wudu, the answer is you do two rak'at to sit in the masjid. So let us say rak'atay al-masjid is in the bottom list, in the bottom in the list of the prayers. If there is no other prayer, you pray rak'at al-masjid. If there is other prayer, this other prayer will represent rak'atay al-masjid. لهذا نقول ركعات المسجد ليست مقصودة لذاتها ولكن مقصودة لغيرها. The purpose of ركعات المسجد is not the prayer itself. It's to allow you to sit in the masjid. So if that's happened with a different prayer, it's more than enough. وفقك الله.